Welcome to Urban Echo, a beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson built for that timeless roller momentum, with jungle and old-school beat and beat energy. Today we're making a two-bar call and response riff that feels alive. Not busy, not crowded, but moving. The idea is simple. One phrase says something, the next phrase answers. That little conversation is a huge part of why classic DNB rollers feel so musical and so addictive. What we want here is space. Space for the break to breathe. Space for the sub to hit properly. Space for the listener to lock into the groove without getting overwhelmed. In DNB, that's often the secret. Less note density can actually feel faster, because the drums and ghost notes get more air around them. Let's start by setting up a clean template. Open a new Ableton Live set and set the tempo to 174 BPM, if you want that slightly more urgent jungle feel. If you want it a touch smoother, 172 BPM is also great. For this lesson, let's stay at 174. Create four tracks: drums, sub, mid bass, and Atmos or FX. On the master, keep your level sensible. You want plenty of headroom while building, ideally peaking around minus 6 dB or so. That keeps your mix from getting messy before you've even finished the idea. Now on the drum track, load in a breakbeat loop. If you've got a classic Amen style break or a chopped old school break, perfect. If you're a beginner, keep it simple. One solid loop is enough right now. You're after momentum, not a drum programming marathon. You can also slice the break in simpler if you want a little more control, but don't overcomplicate it. The drum loop is the engine. The bass is the conversation. Now let's build the sub first, because in DNB the sub is the anchor. On the sub track, load operator. Use a sine wave on oscillator A, and turn off the other oscillators for now. Keep the envelope simple. Fast attack, short to medium decay depending on whether you want plucky or more sustained bass, and a short release so the notes stay tight. If you want the sub to feel punchy and controlled, keep the notes short. If you want more roll, let them breathe a little longer. Write a tiny two-bar MIDI pattern. Only three or four notes is enough. Don't chase complexity. For example, if you're in F minor, you might use F, Eb, C, and back to F. The important thing is where the notes land. Try placing a note on the end of beat 1. Or the end of beat 2, so the line pulls forward instead of just sitting on the grid. And make the sub mono. That's essential. Put utility after operator and keep the width centered and tight. The low end in DNB wants to stay stable. No fancy widening down there. Now for the mid bass, which is where the call and response really starts to speak. On the mid bass track, load wavetable or analog. For a beginner, keep the patch simple. Start with a saw or square wave, and if you want a little thickness, add a second oscillator slightly detuned, just a few cents. Use a low-pass filter to shape the tone. You're not trying to make it huge yet. You're trying to make it characterful. Our really solid starting point is this. Let the mid-bass have a bit of bite, but not too much low-end. High-pass it later if needed so it stays out of the sub's way. Now write the call in bar 1. Keep it short and rhythmic. Think of it like a question. Maybe one short hit on beat 1, another on the end of 2, then a final jab near beat 4. Then in bar 2, make the response slightly different. You could change one note length, move one note a little, or hold the final note a touch longer. That tiny difference is what makes the phrase feel like it's answering itself instead of just copying itself. This is a good moment to think like a teacher and not just like a programmer. If you can hum the question and answer, the groove usually reads better. If the bass line feels like a sentence, not a spreadsheet, you're on the right track. Now let's add contrast. Because contrast is what makes call and response clear. If the call feels brighter or more aggressive, make the response darker or more filtered. You can do that by automating the filter cutoff in auto filter after the synth, or by duplicating the MIDI clip and changing the note lengths and velocities. Even one small change in brightness can make the whole thing feel more musical. Try automating the cutoff so it opens a little more in the second phrase. That gives the track a sense of leaning forward. A tiny resonance bump can add a vocal nasal edge if you want it, but keep it modest. You don't want it whining. You want it speaking. After that, add a touch of saturator, just enough to give the mid-bass some presence on smaller speakers. Keep the drive subtle, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and use soft clip if you need to catch peaks. This is a nice trick in DNB, because it helps the bass cut through without smashing the whole mix. Now let's make sure the drums and bass are phrasing together. The drums should not just sit underneath the riff. They should help it talk. If you're using a breakbeat loop, listen to where the main snare hits and the ghost notes fall. Try nudging the bass notes so they answer those accents. A note after a snare, or just before a break hit, can feel much stronger than a note that lands randomly on the bar. If you're programming the drums manually, keep the snare strong and clear, usually on the main backbeat idea, and let the kick support the bass movement. Don't overcrowd it. A few well-placed drum hits will carry the roller better than a busy pile of percussion. You can put drum bus on the drum group if you like, but keep it gentle. A little drive can glue the break together, but too much will flatten the transient punch. In DNB, especially old-school flavor DNB, the snare needs to keep its bite. Now let's clean up the low end, because this is where beginners often get stuck. The sub should stay mono and clean. If it has extra harmonics you don't need, use EQA to roll off anything above roughly 120 to 150 Hz. Keep it simple. The sub owns the lowest bass. The mid bass should be high passed around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. If it sounds harsh, dip a little around 2 to 5 kHz. If it sounds boxy, take a bit out around 200 to 500 Hz. You're not trying to make each sound huge on its own. You're trying to make the whole system work together. That's a very important DNB lesson. The relationship matters more than any one sound being massive. Now let's add movement, but keep it tasteful. Use echo on the mid-bass if you want a bit of texture, but don't smear the low end. Keep the delay filtered and subtle. A synced 1/8 or 1/16 setting with low feedback can add a nice urban echo vibe, especially if you only send the last note of the response into the effect. You can also add a light atmosphere on the FX track, maybe a vinyl crackle, a reversed cymbal, a distant noise hit, or a tiny jungle-style ambience. This helps the loop feel like it lives in a bigger world without stealing attention from the groove. Now loop the two-bar idea and listen carefully. First, mute the mid-bass and just hear the sub and drums. Does it still move? If yes, that's a great sign. The foundation is strong. Then bring the mid-bass back and listen for whether it feels like a conversation, not just a repeating pattern. If the riff feels flat, change one thing at a time. One note length, one octave, one filter move, one velocity, one start position. Tiny changes can make a huge difference in this style. You can also try shifting one or two notes slightly off the grid, just a tiny amount. Don't overdo it, just enough to feel human and urgent. That can really help the groove breathe, especially when the break is already doing a lot of work. Now let's turn the two-bar loop into a real drop phrase. A simple arrangement could look like this: a stripped intro, then the drop with full sub and mid-bass call and response, then a repeat with a small variation, then a short reset or fill. Even a tiny, half-bar dropout before the loop comes back can make the return feel bigger. For a beginner-friendly first arrangement, try a 16-bar drop. Let the first four bars establish the idea. In the next four, repeat it with one small change. In the third block, drop the mid-bass for half a bar or change one phrase. Then finish with a little fill so the loop restarts smoothly. That's the backbone of a lot of DNB structure. Introduce, state, vary, reset. Here's a quick recap before you move on. Build around a simple call and response bass phrase. Keep the sub mono, clean, and separate. Let the break support the phrase, not fight it. Use contrast between the call and the response through rhythm, filter, or note length. And keep your processing focused. Operator, wave eatable, simpler, auto filter, saturator, echo, utility, and a little drum bus if needed. The whole point is space, contrast, and momentum. That's the old-school jungle roller feeling. For your practice, spend 10 to 20 minutes making three versions of the same idea. Make a stripped version with sub and drums only. Then make a contrast version, where you change one note length or filter movement. Then make a drop variation with a pickup note, a half-bar mute, or a tiny fill at the end of bar 2. Compare them in loop playback and ask yourself which one rolls the hardest, which one has the clearest conversation, and which one leaves the best space for the break. If you want, I can also give you a ready-made two-bar MIDI rhythm template for this call and response pattern in Ableton Live 12.